due to their lack of satisfactory explanation, many of us walked out of the meeting. The interesting thing is that some 6 hours after that, the Singaporean government announced that the ban was lifted for 22 of those 27 people. The move, in practical terms, came too late. There were no apologies, and also many, many more people were deported from Singapore, not allowed entry, that were not in the in that list. Now, that doesn't mean civil society organizations that are accredited. They continue, of course, at the conference center because they want to observe what is going on. They want to lobby their governments. They want to watch what kind of attitudes the governments are taking and so on. And they don't want to add self-censorship to the censorship being done.
I read that there was an alternate conference on Batam Island. Were you involved with that at all?
Well, I was involved helping prepare and organize the alternative conference that is taking place in Batam, Indonesian territory, where the conditions are not the kind of repressive conditions that prevail here in Singapore, where there is no right to associate and to hold this kind of meetings freely. So the civil society is meeting in Batam. I haven't been there personally myself, as well, the situation is very unclear in terms of what rights people have to shuttle back and forth. Many Singaporean industries are established there, workers and entrepreneurs cross back and forth permanently. Yet, civil society people wanting to do that have been detained at when boarding the ship or trying to board them, have been harassed, have been kept for hours, interrogated, and so on, which somehow shows there is still not a real welcome for civil society voices.
So do you think in a country like Singapore, that's apparently a democratic state, that it's right to stop dissent in this sort of way?
Well, I hope that Singapore is drawing the correct lesson from what is happening. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Wolfowitz, the president of the World Bank himself, said that a lot of damage was done. There was damage done to the institutions, there was damage done to civil society, but a lot of damage was done to Singapore itself, and that was self-inflicted. And there is damage to the credibility of the World Bank and the IMF itself, because very ironically, the day before the whole situation exploded in the international media, Singapore had been commended by the World Bank as a country with very good governance and the friendliest country for business in the world.
So what's been the main issue discussed at the conference?
The World Bank and the IMF, they have lost credibility among developing countries, particularly in this area of the world where the conference is being held, as their recommendations and recites following the Asian financial crisis are kind of unanimously judged to have been completely wrong, even to the point that the official line of many of the IMF economists are that, oh yes, we are learning. We are a learning organization and we are learning from our mistakes. And yesterday in one of the panels hosted outside the conference center, somebody reacted and said, oh, we are very happy that you're learning, but, you know, no government will give the management of its finances to a student.